I didn't know the same thing.
It's random, everything and anything we talk. My heart's a stereo.
Welcome to the village. It is Randoms with Dial Buttons, and yes. I'm glad that I'm back again and I'm doing this. Today we're talking about something that takes you from a location to another location. I know you have thoughts, but I will shock you. Yeah, I will shock you. Like I said earlier, it is Randoms with Dial Buttons. Those thoughts in your head and in my head, we're putting it together. We're talking about them. It's pretty short. And then, just get to have a conversation about it. I'm excited about this because the first time I saw it, I'm like, for real? And now I'm being able to have a conversation about it. It's just exciting. So I need you to sit back, relax, and it's going to be much more educative than interesting. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this particular episode. I'll be back after now. Stay tuned.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Now listen. Hi, that sounds too cliche. Well, cliche, like some people would say, if that's a word. Have you heard of that guy called Dial? Yeah, that guy called Dial. He's a podcaster, a broadcaster, a voiceover artist, a foodie. He's not fat. And yes, he's a consultant. Do you want to have a podcast? Do you want to go into broadcasting? Do you want to do voiceovers? Or you want a voice for your brand or company or product? Or you're looking for a hangout spot for your company, for yourself, for a picnic, for anything? You're looking for a place to chill out. You're looking for that shortlet. You're looking for that fine apartment. And that's where he comes in. Or you're looking for that food, that game you can have with your friends. Or you're looking for an MC. Now this is your guy, that guy called Dial. You should check him out at Dial Buttons, at Plugged In Village, at Solomon's Town. You should. You will thank me later. That guy called Dial. Alright, so you know I don't always do this if I don't have anything important. And I'm pretty sure what I have now is going to chuckle a little bit. It's going to tickle you. And you'll possibly wonder, Dial, how did you come about this thought? Now, over time, I've always asked myself, how does it feel for a lady to ride a bike? Like a motorcycle. I'm not even talking about the popular motorcycle that you know, the keke. Well, Nigerians will call it keke. But I'm talking about the bike, the It is Randoms with Dial Buttons, and yes, I have with me a beautiful lady. I'm seeing her with a mask or a helmet, and she's all beautiful. Like, she goes by the name Mama Spade, for those that know her online. But I told her earlier off the record that I was thinking of starting with Omwelewa Showa Abrushalewa. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. I'm perfect. Having this conversation makes it much more interesting. So first off, let's start with this. What do people, when people come across you, with you, what do they ask? What's the first thing they ask you?
Okay, so once I remove my helmet, people are like, now woman, why did they take right this thing? Say, madam, you know, be woman, be man, no. You know, people are just very surprised.
I'm actually surprised because I've always seen women on helmets, and then, you know, they are either on the back, not necessarily the ones riding. And, you know, for you riding, it's crazy. How did it all start? When was the first time you discovered this love?
I think it started when I was in uni. So I had friends that ride bikes, and I would go with them on trips, and I just knew that, okay, I wanted to experience this for myself. I wanted to be more than a passenger, right? So I thought to myself that I have to learn to ride this bike when I am ready. But it took me a very long time to be ready to ride it.
How long?
Well, like I said, I first fell in love when I was in uni, so it took me maybe over 10 years before I now went to riding school to learn to ride a bike.
Jesu, 10 years?
So I went to riding school. Yeah, like before I actually now, you know, went to riding school, before I picked it up, you know, it took a while for me to get ready, to get my mind ready for it.
Okay, so you're telling me now, you wanted to say something?
Okay, so, but I was in riding school for about 5 months. Usually, riding school takes 4 weeks, 4 weeks there, but it took me a very long time to get a hang of it.
Okay, let's go deeper into this conversation. I don't intend to take too much of your time, but this is sounding more interesting. All right, so first off, for someone who fell in love with bikes and not cars, like it's crazy. Not cars. Do you know how to drive a car?
Yes, I learned how to drive before I learned how to ride. So yes, I can drive a car.
Wow. So if you had to pick one now, which would you really go for? I'm not saying this because you already ride a bicycle. Oh, I was going to say bicycle. A bike. Now that you ride a bike. But if you had to pick one that is much more comfortable and convenient, which would you go for?
When you say comfortable and convenient, of course, a car is comfortable and convenient, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll always pick my bike over my car.
Okay, so let's teach people how to ride. Coming from you who has who has been riding for a long time, there are a couple of questions that are rolling in my head, and I will try as much as possible to put everything into, well, the simplest forms. For a newbie, what are the things to consider when trying to learn how to ride a motorbike? Like a motorbike.
Okay, so for a newbie, when if you want to start riding a bike, the things that you should consider are, you have to be ready. Like, are you mentally ready for this? Because there's a popular saying that if you don't want to fall, do not get on your bike, right? So you have to be mentally ready, and I believe you have to be financially ready as well to ride a bike.
Hmm. So it's much more expensive than a car. Maintenance, to be precise.
Well, the maintenance, not much, but then it doesn't, you know, when you buy a car,
yeah,
it ends at you just buying a car and maybe getting your papers, your license, and fueling your car,
mm-hmm,
and then servicing your car, you know. But for a motorcycle, it goes beyond that. For you to get on your bike, even after getting your papers, fueling and all, you have to get your gears. You cannot leave home without your motorcycle gears. They are as important as the bike itself.
Hmm.
So yeah, you have to be able to fund that as well, you know, getting the gears. And then we have different types of gears. Right, it's mm-hmm. not only about buying the boots, you have to get a boot, an helmet, a riding pants, jacket, you know, gloves,
mm-hmm,
and other things. Yeah,
hmm. Okay. So, if I am starting, I'm hoping that one of these days I'm going to ride a motorcycle. A real bike. I don't even know how to drive yet, but I'm going to learn. You're telling me now that before I purchase that 5 million naira bike, I should.
No, it is not 5 million naira. Not all bikes are 5 million naira. So bikes are way less than that.
So I can get a bike for 100,000.
Well, at your own risk.
Which is the most expensive?
I can't say, you know, just as you have really expensive cars, you know,
you have
very expensive bikes too. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so let me go a little bit deeper personal now. Your first ride, How did your parents feel about it? How did your folks feel about it? Like, somewhere you felt barren, you know how parents can be. What was the feeling like?
Okay, so I've been riding for about maybe a week or two before I took my bike home. My parents live in Ibadan, so I just took it to Ibadan. And then when my mom saw me, she didn't know what to say. She was perplexed. And she was like, but you're a man.
How about you? What was the feeling for you?
My first time on the bike, because I've been in riding school for so long, so you know, it's something I want, so I don't know, I loved it. It was exactly what I wanted, so I didn't feel, but yeah, I think I was really excited that I could finally do this, you know. Yes, I think I was just excited.
Okay, so two personal questions. Which has been your longest ride so far?
My longest ride so far will be my ride to Abuja.
From Lagos to Abuja?
Yes, from Lagos to Abuja, yes.
Wow, tell me about it.
So last year, September, a friend and I, we decided to go to Abuja. There was a bikers convention happening in Abuja, so we decided to ride there. And we left Lagos, I think around 5:30. But we're going to break the trip into two. That was on our way going. We're going to break the trip. So we slept over in Ekiti, and then we continued to Abuja the following day. But on our way back from Abuja, that was my longest ride. We rode all the way from Abuja down to Lagos. We left Abuja around 6 a.m. Yeah, went to get fuel, and then I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, so I said we left Abuja 6 a.m., got fuel, and then we started our long journey.
Wow. And you weren't...
It was really bad.
You weren't scared about anything, like being exposed. You know, for cars, you're covered, and then you seemingly feel like, okay, I'm protected, nothing's going to happen. Like for bikes, you're exposed and all.
Well, it's the life we chose. You know, yes, we are exposed, but we know the risk. And then I usually say that when I'm riding my bike, my life is in my hand. So I know how to make decisions right that will, you know, make or mar me. So yeah, when I'm on my bike, I can take care of myself. I'm not scared. If I am scared, then I won't get on the bike.
Which is the most exciting ride you've had so far?
I really can't say. Every ride is an exciting one.
No, but there's one that you always look back and say, you know that feeling when you eat a good food and you're like, wow, now this is nice. This is a real food. So which is the most for you?
Let me see. I don't think I can remember any exciting ride that I've had in the past. Because every time I get on my bike, I'm excited. Maybe when I went to Abuja, I was more excited because I was really going the distance. Yeah, maybe that one.
Which is the most, let me say, tragic that has happened to you so far? Not necessarily accidents or thereabouts, anything tragic?
Let me see. Maybe. Well, nothing tragic has happened to me, but yeah.
We don't pray for that.
Yeah, but I've fallen a few times. Well, when you fall, you get up and you continue your journey. There's nothing bad has happened that would make me, you know, want to stop riding. So, and I pray that nothing of such happens.
What's on your bucket list?
My bucket list will be to right? Tour this country when it is safe, and also some West African countries.
I was going to say, you don't want to be like the man who drove, was it drove or rode?
He rode, yeah, rode, he rode from London.
Yeah, you don't want to be like that. You don't want to ride to London or France.
I don't know. If the opportunity arises, maybe I will take it.
Oh, you're that brave.
Yes.
Okay.
Aye con lower.
No, I don't like saying that, but hey, come on, one's gotta be careful, because you know, I have friends that ride, and then oftentimes when I see them, they wear the helmet, I'm like, how do you even know when a car is honking at you? How do you stay protected? What if your mirror is not giving you the right things?
Well, the helmets are made to be safe, right? So
yeah.
Of course you can hear when a car is honking, you can hear a lot of different sounds. It's not how do I put it, soundproof, that you won't hear anything. You can hear everything around you. It's made to make you safe, and that's what it does.
Whoa. Okay, so two more questions and then I would possibly call it a day. First one is, have you ever rode to an event, like you're on gown and then, you know, all this ladies gown, and then you're on your bike to an event, or you get to an event and then you change?
Well, I would never ride on a dress, because like I said, when you're riding, you have to wear your proper gear, mm-hmm. you know, so you cannot wear a dress to ride. So, but if I'm going for an event and
so
I'm
Hollywood
ride,
has been fooling us all this while.
Huh?
I said Hollywood have been fooling us all this while. Like, you see some movies and then you'd see them, you see ladies riding
on
dress.
Those are professional stunt people. Yeah, you're not advised to do it at home, because you put yourself at a risk. They are doing it in maybe a secured environment, right? Not on the streets. So yeah.
Huh.
You have to always be properly geared when you ride.
Okay. All right, so one more question. In a day, let me put it this way. For me to ride from Lagos to, what's the longest? To Cameroon, how much fuel would I need?
Well, I've never ridden to Cameroon, so I don't know how much fuel you need, but I would say maybe at every 200 kilometers you have to refuel. It depends, and then it all depends on the size of your tank, really.
So it varies, yeah?
Yes, it varies with the bike.
Oh, okay. All right, so finally, what, aside being a rider, what else do you do? What else does Omolewa? I was gonna say Omolewa. I'm so sorry. That song is stuck in my head. What else do you do?
I run a print shop.
A paint shop?
A print shop.
Oh, okay.
Printing and
branding. Okay.
Yes. So that's what I do for a living.
Oh, you want to sell your market a little bit?
Okay. Yeah. So the name of my company is Exo by Lewa. We're in Antony Village. We are into printing, branding, and craft items. You can look us up on Instagram at Exo by Lewa.
All right, that's about it. Before I let you go, what's that random thought on your mind right now? What's the random thought? What are you thinking right now?
I don't know. Thinking about money.
Who isn't thinking about money? Everybody's thinking about money. Come on.
That's all. As a business owner, you know, it has been really difficult these days, because the naira keeps falling against the dollar. So, and then most of the materials we have to ship them in, you know, so it's really crazy. So every day I'm at work calculating, thinking of new things to do, how to source material locally, and you know, that has just been what has been on my mind.
And yes, money. The money part, and money keeps coming.
Yeah.
Do you ride your bike to deliver your product, or you just send it over?
Well, I have dispatch riders to do that, but sometimes, let's say we have a package going to Lekki and I'm going towards that area, of course I can put it in my box and deliver to my customers. A lot of my customers, well, some of my customers have seen me come to deliver and they're like, oh my god. You know, it's really nice. I like it. So yeah, I like to do it from time to time.
All right, thank you very, very much, Mama Spade, for having this short conversation with me. We'll definitely do this some other time. Maybe I might just join you on a ride and then we get to talk more about it. Hopefully, I think
right,
I would wear.
Nice.
I think I will wear that courage helmet very soon. Because I.
All right.
Thank you so much. Let me let you go now.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Now, one of the things I always ask myself is how they do it. How does a lady ride a bike? Wow. It is Randoms with Dire Buttons, and this is me saying thank you so much for having to listen to this short random thoughts in my head and in your head. I know you've had those thoughts. You just are trying to find a way to put those thoughts out there. And now you know what it takes to ride a bike. Now you know. All right, to our existing villagers, to our most important villagers, I want to say thank you so much. And to our newcomers, I want to say welcome to the village. My dog is with it. You want it? Come and get it. Took it, then we split it. Damn right we did it. What the F you gonna do when we run up on you? Messing with the wrong crew. Don't know what we going through. I'ma have to show how easily we broke. Let me find out there's some more that's running with Joe. Nothing we can't handle. Break it up and dismantle. Light it up like a candle. Just cause I can't stand you. Put my on tapes like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight and you haven't met the apes. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Oh.
DMX, what are your feelings on the case?
Mind your business, lady. Nosy people get it too. When you see me spit at you, you know I'm trying to get rid of you. Yeah, I know it's pitiful. That's how killers get down. Watch my killers spit round. Make you suckers kiss ground. Just for talking clown. Oh, you think it's funny? Then you don't know me, money. It's about to get ugly. Whatever, dog, I'm hungry. I guess you know what that means. Come up off that green. Rob's against on ravine. Don't make it a murder scene. Give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam and he'll find his way home. Home of the brave, my home is the cave. And yo, I'm a slave till my home is the grave. I'ma pull papers, it's all about the papers. Chickens caught the vapors and now they wanna rape us. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough riders roll. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough riders roll.
Man, look what you done started. Act written, you got it. Had it, should've shot it. Now you're dealing departed. Get at me, dog, gonna rip. But this one here, I flip. You can know when I kick. Gonna be some sticks. What would that look for when I walked in the door? Oh, you thought you was raw? Boom, not anymore. Cause now you on the floor. Wishing you never saw me walk through that door with that 4-4. Now it's time for bed. Two more to the head. Got the floor red. Yeah, that maggot's dead. Another unsolved mystery. It's going down in history. Because they never did to me. Because they can't get to me. Got to make a move. Got a point to prove. Gotta make them groove. Got them all like, ooh. So to the next time you hear this dog rhyme, try to keep your mind. Won't get in prime.
Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop.
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.